You think the Riders have quit partying yet? I don't know, man. They did it. What a game yesterday. It was amazing.
Alexander needs a touchdown. Heaving it down the field into the end zone to Flipkin, and it falls to the field. And gray has just turned green and white. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Trevor Harris have won the Grey Cup.
25-17 the final. And yes, this morning, Rider fans might be moving a little bit slower than they were yesterday. We certainly found a ton of them on the Green Mile, Albert Street, celebrating last night after the game.
Fans are totally behind them. This is maybe the start of a dynasty.
I think it's pretty epic. It's pretty good.
The last few plays, the Hail Mary knocking it down, everything was amazing, but we were screaming at Vic's downtown there. It was awesome. It was great. Saskatchewan brought it home. It's a big night. Everybody's out here having fun. It's a great day.
We deserve it so much. This year we deserve it big time.
We weren't even going to come down here. This is a last minute decision and we're so happy we did.
Oh, someone lit up fireworks above Albert Street. I don't know how many there were. Perhaps several hundred. Diehard fan Chad Smith was decked out in a Rider suit, watermelon helmet.
I was here at 13. I was in Toronto in 07 when they won. I was in Calgary in 09. I was in Edmonton in 10. So the two games that we should have won. Diehard fan.
How does this compare?
This is amazing. This is heaven. Look around. Seeing the sea of green, there's nothing more beautiful on the ice.
The party on Green Mile last night, and it's no worse for wear this morning. Only the Saskatchewan Rough Rider flags flying along the Albert Street Bridge remain for now, and even the grasshopper across from the museum at the corner of Alberta College all lit up green and white, but that party will resume with the parade tomorrow, of course. But hey, head coach Corey Mays celebrating, super proud after the game.
We're pretty simple people, man. You know, yes, we work hard. We love hard. I like to drink a little beer here and there. The entire province of Saskatchewan, man, the people, it's the freaking people there.
Yeah, get ready for the parade. Now, the Riders return with a cup later today. They'll be at the northeast corner Mosaic Stadium by Gate 3 there. You want to celebrate about 1:30. And, of course, the Grey Cup parade is set for tomorrow. It'll head down Albert Street towards the ledge, leaving from 13th Avenue. It has been total team coverage here on CJME. We've been live from Winnipeg all last week, the weekend. Jamie Locker, Britton Gray, and, oh, man, then we brought you the extra team coverage even after the game last night with the Green Zone post-game show and Belton Johnson. Probably didn't even go to bed. He'll be joining me here in just a moment to review the game. But we are champions in 1966, 89, 07, 2013 in Mosaic, and now 2025 in Winnipeg. But just a thrilling game. Montreal was charged into the end after that Brett Lawther missed field goal opportunity to keep Montreal within a touchdown and a two-point conversion, but they battled. The Riders held on. And, hey, that Shea Patterson fumble and recovery at the one, maybe the biggest play in Rough Rider history.
Second down and two from the three. Shea Patterson. Ball comes out. Who has it? What a turnover this would be for the Rough Riders. As he tried to push it in, and it's Saskatchewan football in the hands of Carney. Right down near the end zone, and Patterson coughed it up, and Saskatchewan takes over.
Woo. Oh, man, all season we worried if Brett Lawther miss. Would it affect the outcome of the Grey Cup? Thankfully, that which almost did happen did not happen, and the Riders are Grey Cup champions. And CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray right there in the locker room, as you may have heard live last night with Kian Schaefer-Baker.
Kian, you're a Grey Cup champion. How's it feel?
That is the greatest of all time. Through the highs and the lows, I give all glory and honor to him in this moment.
What does it mean for you to win this one for this province?
This is all for the province. This is all for Saskatchewan. Hit that, AT. Yay! This is everyone. We sacrificed so much blood, sweat, and tears for this moment. We pray for these as little kids. You know, growing up, we dream of these moments. And we came out here and we snatched that.
Sorry, you're live on the radio, Keegan.
My bad. Pardon my friend. We took what was ours. We knew what was coming. 1-0. That was the goal all year long. That was our final goal today. 1-0. We did that.
And so just what do you think that party is going to be like back in Regina?
You see the party right now? This ain't going to stop. Next 6 months, we partying, baby.
6 month party planned by Shake and Bake there. Oh, man, what a blast. This is- Yesterday, my man Evan Bray and I started our day at the Santa Claus Parade going down North Albert there. And there were so many Rider jerseys. We wore ours. People high-fiving. They were pumped before the big game. And great turnout for the Santa Claus Parade. And then settle in for the big game. And man, did the Riders deliver, huh? That was just awesome. Joining me now, Belton Johnson, who's been with our team coverage all last week and, of course, extra on the weekend. Are you pooped yet, buddy, or did you even go to bed?
Oh, man, let's keep it going. Let's keep going, Greg. What a time, man.
You were on the field once a few years ago, my friend. Tell me what kind of emotions a player would be experiencing after a day like that.
Well, and you can hear the emotions from, you know, the players there, you know, doing interviews and everything, right? And it's one of just, it's almost a dream state and everything. And, you know, I don't know if some of the guys are going to realize until after they're back here and able to reflect, you know, even a few weeks after the game here. So, again, it was a great moment, a great game. I'm proud of the guys.
You're right about, you know, probably not even reflecting yet. They're just partying so much. But Trevor Harris had a great line after the game.
I'm just happy for these guys out here, man. I freaking love all you guys, man. And we were so close this year, and that's what made the difference, man. I love each and every single one of you guys. And without you guys, this doesn't happen, man. We're champs forever. Let's go!
Champs forever, Belton. That's a great way to put it. So standouts last night, he, of course, the MVP. I think his completion record was something like 85%. He was outstanding, Harris.
He was. Trevor Harris, like you said, the completion rate, I think that's a record now.
It is, everything. Yeah, that's right.
And so he had a great game. I got to give props to the O-line because they kept him upright and everything, and they paved the way for Olette.
Oh.
And let's not forget the defense. They had, what, three interceptions, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery there at the goal line, Greg, which was a key play in the game.
It was the turning point. Great Cup chat, Belton Johnson here. So much drama in that fourth. Montreal wouldn't go away with about 7 minutes to go. Brett Lothar has a chance to give us a little separation.
39-yard line, and it's heading right. He's taking it out. Travis Tice to keep it a one-score game.
Brett's worst nightmare, keeps it a one-possession game, and then a hobbling Davis Alexander. Let's give him props, man. He bombs it down. They're down a touchdown and a two-point conversion. That guy has an arm, huh?
He does have a heck of an arm, and, you know, that to me, that's the dangerous part, you know, whenever he was able to kind of move around and everything, right? Because if he gets out the pocket, he's looking deep every time to hit a big play, and they didn't get it. So,
well, you got a 51-yarder there right after that missed field goal. How are you feeling?
Oh, I was kind of sick there a little bit.
They're Grey Cup champions, buddy, and so are you with everything you've done with the Green Zone over the weekend and all last week. It's been a busy week for you, too, and thanks for all the coverage. You're up late last night with the crew again, too, celebrating on the post-game show, so... I love you, man. Good job again, Belton.
Hey, love you too, Greg. And let's be ready to celebrate that parade when they get back here.
Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, it's going to be on. CJME News Time is 5:57. Home to the Grey Cup champions, Regina, this morning. What a game last night. And lots of conversation about the halftime show. Machine Gun Kelly, MGK. I thought he was great.
Baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. Let's sing. Lonely road, take me home. Take me to the place we went wrong. Where'd you go now? It's getting ghost sound. And I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, what did you think there? A lot of people were commenting on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page and through social media last night. I saw a lot of reaction. Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ, said, man, that was better than I thought it was going to be. And Shannon McCaruda said, MGK for the win. Dave Friesen, nothing to complain about there. That was fantastic. Max Bond said the same thing. So surprisingly good. Another said, I think he did what he had to do. And I have to admit, You know, the way it started there with the fireworks, it had a Super Bowl look to it, too. So good on the committee for putting on a good halftime show. Incidentally, the Rider 50-50, we bought our tickets last night. It was going over the $2 million mark last I looked. Yeah, it is. Just over $2 million. I do not see the name of the winner on their website yet, though. So winner taking half of that, more than $2 million Rider 50-50 jackpot. Hope it's me. I really do. So you're ready for the parade now? The Riders return with the Grey Cup today. And you'll find them on the northeast corner of Mosaic Stadium by Gate 3 there to celebrate about 1:30. So you might want to take a late lunch or just say, I got a few errands to do. 1:30, they'll be back at the stadium. And the actual Grey Cup parade is all set for tomorrow. It heads down Albert, starting from 13th Avenue on Albert, and headed towards the ledge. And, of course, it was total team coverage here at CJME all last week. And this week, we had Jamie and Locker in Winnipeg. We had Britton Gray and the entire crew, Daryl Davis-Belton. Kevin Martell came in to kind of MC it all last night on our post-game coverage. And you were the star, too, lighting up the phone lines.
Drove out yesterday, took in the game with my dad, my son, my daughter. We all came out just hoping and praying for a win and just so relieved that the guys got it done. Just incredible experience at the stadium tonight. Rider fans were just unreal. You know, the 13th man penalties there on that last drive was just an awesome thing to be a part of. A huge shout out to the offensive line. They were being baited by the Montreal Alouettes defensive line and they turned the other cheek and they didn't take any terrible penalties. And those guys just blocked like crazy. The receivers, they just went up and out, man, got their hands on the ball, ripped it away from the defensive backs. It was really something to see. So happy for Harris. He's a great guy. His family, his relationship with Ouellette, like what a moment for the province, for him, for everybody cheering us on. And thanks to you guys for just bringing us on through the highs and the lows of the season.
Oh, 2025 Rider Nation, we are the champions. This is our time. Unbelievable. You know, guys, I'm so happy I get to see this game, this win. It's incredible.
Les, there was just awesome, awesome coverage last night from our crew. And many of you call it in to celebrate the Grey Cup win. Hey, Saskatoon-born actor Kim Coates, I noticed this morning on social media, he bleeds green. He was working in New York over the weekend, and he was on social media. He's such a character actor, too. You've seen him in Sons of Anarchy, Waterworld. Most recently, he joined the world of the Walking Dead spinoffs. But he's been on our airwaves many times. He shared his excitement. I guess he was in a bar in Manhattan where he found a handful of Rider fans to watch with and celebrate after.
That's right, Rider fans. That's right. We did it. Oh, my God. Manhattan, baby. Manhattan, we did it.
He's quite a character. If there was any negative about last night's game, it was the glitchiness of the broadcast. There were audio drops, picture drops. I'm telling you, I was thinking about making a drinking game out of it.
I'll take it in, but don't look down.
I'm on top of the world, hey. I'm on top.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Rider fans are on top of the world. And I believe CJME Green Zone host Jamie Nye called this the biggest play in Rough Rider history.
Second down and two from the three. Shea Patterson. Ball comes out. Who has it? What a turnover this would be for the Rough Riders. As he tried to push it in. And it's Saskatchewan football in the hand.
Dougie, all season we worried if Brett Lauther miss would affect the outcome of the Cup. Thankfully, that which may have almost happened didn't. And largely apart from that one there. Hey, Jamie Nye is joining us now from Winnipeg. Are you at the airport, buddy, or just waking up somewhere?
I am about to order my Uber right now to get to the airport.
How are you, pal? Did you have fun last night after that one?
That was a heck of a post game show. I haven't had a post game show like that since 2013.
Well,
Greg,
I loved it. I loved, you know, how we just carried it through with everyone on board. And you had Britton in the locker room. A few beeps had to be used there because of locker room talk. But that was a blast. Good on all of you for doing such a great job. So what are you thinking about here this morning after that game? I think we're all just so thankful for the turnover, for one. You called it maybe the biggest play in our history.
Well, you think of the plays, right? Like the George Reed, you know, 32-yard touchdown run in 66, the kick in 89, right? There was, you know, the Corey Sheets fumble, their Darian Durant fumble picked up by Corey Sheets in 2013, the James Johnson interceptions in 2007. The fumble at the one is going to be a big play. Rider fans remember at the anxiety of that moment is, oh, is Montreal about to tie this game? And that down to the 1 yard line, and out comes the ball. Marcus Sales jumps on it, and former Regina Ram, Devon Campbell, was the guy who separated Shea Patterson from the football.
It was just an awesome moment, and I was standing screaming at the television and excited about that. Trevor Harris, the MVP of the game, he's not wanting to retire on top. Is he? He didn't make a firm decision by no means. He's almost going to be 40 what, next year. He seems to want to keep going, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And he said, and he's told many people, he's never felt really better than this season. Like, he's been healthy for most of it. His arm felt good. There's a little bit of a shoulder issue mid-season. I think we all kind of started to notice that. But overall, Greg, it seems like this guy's still got game. Why quit now, especially with the culture of this team? You can see this team right back in another Grey Cup next year with Trevor Harris at the helm. And if it's not going to be Trevor, who else is it going to be? So, Jeremy O'Day, open up the checkbook.
Yeah, and you make a good point. Besides Trevor Harris, do you think they can keep the rest of the band together for next year?
You can never keep the band together. It's impossible now, and unfortunately, I'll be interested to see what kind of moves are, not merely moves are made, but just by attrition, guys leave for free agency because the Riders can't afford the pay raise. So I think this team will look different. Of course, every team looks different from year after year, but I imagine there will be a not a lot, but a few guys who will just be off to somewhere new next year. It always happens to the Grey Cup champion.
Jamie and I from Winnipeg this morning with me. What are you going to remember most? Take the game right out of it because that was spectacular in its own right. What are you going to remember most this past week there in Winnipeg?
I think what I'm going to remember most is just the amount this team means to the fan base. Like, you got that vibe again. It seemed like it went away a little bit. And it was like, oh, they take the fans for granted. I think the fans are coming back. Wins will do that, but it felt different this week than it has the last couple of the years about just the amount of, and generational. Like, the guy, there was someone called, he was in a car, he was at the stadium with he and his kid and his kids' kids, and they all experienced that together.
Yeah.
That's how much this team means to this province.
Job well done yourself, Jamie. Thanks for all the great coverage the last weekend, over the weekend as well, too. And we'll see you back here this afternoon.
Absolutely. Back in Regina, getting ready for a parade.
What a jet setter. Jamie and I in Winnipeg, about to leave, only to get back to work. He's such a dedicated employee. Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, no problem, Greg.